This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I was just thinking about some of the people I have heard in the media saying that this is a hoax. unbelievable. We've got two people dying almost every minute in the United States now, and bodies are piling up everywhere. As a matter of fact, the New York Fire Department and others have been told, paramedics in the 9/11 system, saying that, you know, how we used to resuscitate people who have cardiac arrest? Well, we're not going to do that anymore. We don't have the time to do it anymore because we're so urgently needed with people. Other people are dying. Don't work on the ones that are in front of you. Let them go. That's where we are in the United States. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, you can take us with you. We're going to go. You can listen in place, 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418. 9418 is the telephone listen line provided by Global Star. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, everyone's in trouble. I don't know anybody who, well, maybe the elite. Maybe the elite are okay. People who tell us all what to do and have more money than brains, those guys are probably okay. But the rest of us are in trouble. And let me give you an example. So we're farmers. We raise black Angus cows. And what used to happen in the good old days, a couple weeks ago, we could take them to market, and companies would buy them, and they would bring them to a yard where they'd be fattened up with grain, because we just feed our cows grass. And they would fatten them up, and then they would go on to the next step, which would be slaughtering and processing, and then they'd end up in the meat departments of supermarkets, and they'd end up at, you know, some of the food joints, fast food joints and restaurants. Well, that's not the case so much anymore, because companies have that are in the processing business, like Tyson, like JBS, and others, beef, pork, chicken, they have shut down their processing plants because of the coronavirus. Their employees who are on the lines that process meat, fresh meat, have become infected at an increasing rate, So they've shut down some plants. So Tyson is the latest to make the big announcement that it's shut down. They've been trying to run with infected workers to keep the plants, operating. It's not working so much anymore, so now Tyson is shut down. And what that means is there's no place for the cows to go, no place for the chickens to go, no place for the pigs to go, because now the farmers are stuck with them. So guys like us, we have cows, and normally the cows have calves, and we would sell a portion of our herd, and we can't do that because there's no place to sell them. Can you imagine that? No place to sell them. It's kind of like oil. Kind of like having so much crude oil and no place to put it. So pretty soon, maybe even farmers are going to have a choice. They're going to either have to just let them go, let the cows go, and let them wander the streets and roads and byways and highways of the United States, or we'll kill them. Because here in Missouri, the generally dumb public voted for the Right to Farm Bill. And the Right to Farm Bill said we have the right to farm, which we used to have, but now we have the right to farm under the supervision of the Board of Health, which has disappeared. Where did they go? Well, they're all home, right? So if we want to sell a cow, put an ad in the paper or on the Internet and say you can buy this cow and we'll cut it up for you. We can't do that because we have to be inspected by the government. And we're not. And just about every farmer is not. So it's not like we're special. So we have cows and no place to go, and there is a general panic among farmers now. That's how it is. And I don't think it's just in the United States. I think this is a problem worldwide. So in terms of, is there meat? Yes. Is there safe meat? Yes. Well, I'm not saying it's safe meat, you know, by these factory production assembly lines that the big names. I'm not saying that's safe meat. But if you want to get a closed herd, kind of like what we have, no animals come in out from outside the farm. If you wanted to get a cow and have it slaughtered on the farm and take it with you, you could do that from us, except the government won't let us do that. So I guess we have to figure out a way to do it. And I think the current thinking at the family here is you can buy a portion of a cow, let's say a quarter of a cow, and you'll have to show up and be part of the slaughtering. And be part of the cutting up. And then take that cow with you. That's what we're going to have to do. But the virus is a problem. Are we going to let people on our farm that we don't know? So that is just one small part of the corona panic that is wild throughout the country. Gwyneth, what's happening in your neck of the woods? Or do you want to comment on what I just said?
Okay. Oh my gosh, this thing is so huge. I think I remember saying when this all started that it wasn't even going to be the virus itself that was so much the problem. Yes, the virus is real. Yes, the virus is killing people. But what is going to be the bigger problem is the domino effect, the cascading effect of this thing.
And that's what you said that. You said that, Gwyneth.
Yes. Yeah. And that is what the problem is going to be. And, you know, something at the top of the hour news, we had a news report of a vandalism attack in Melbourne, okay, where somebody wrote on something on somebody's garage door, and this, you know, somebody who got their garage door vandalized was Chinese. And, you know, never mind the fact that the Chinese are basically coming in and, you know, taking over our country and, you know, a lot of Australians are pretty upset about that because, you know, you wouldn't like having your country taken over by a foreign power now, would you?
Absolutely not. You know, there are people in the United States. There are people in the United States who live in villages. And the wealthy have, you know, summer homes. You know, they might spend a week or so at their summer home. They have so much money that they can have homes all over the country. So they make their big money in the cities, like New York, the Wall Street types, for example. And then they go and visit the countryside for a week, and then they go back to New York, which is a common thing. Well, now what's happened in the United States is these people who have all this money that come from the cities want out. And they want to move into their countryside Plan B escapes. That's where they want to go. And then they're taking their money with them, and they're buying out the local stores and everything in those local stores. So the regular 52-week-a-year villagers are frosted. Now, these aren't Chinese invaders. These are like New York invaders. And they're sick of it.
Yeah.
And the shooting is going to probably get, you know, going to ramp up.
Yeah.
And how do you tell these guys? Well, because they wear suits and they wear nice designer jeans and they wear expensive white sneakers or red sneakers, and they look out of place. They don't know which end of the hammer is the business end. What was that?
The cows are clean.
Right.
That might sound silly to somebody who's not from a country area, but you can tell if someone's from your area by the color of dirt on their car. And that's just how it is. That's the saying around here. It's probably the same in your area.
Oh, yeah, and the back window. And the back window.
That's right.
Yeah, that's covered with dust.
Right. Yeah, that's right. But the thing is, okay, there was a situation a number of years ago when Barry was your president, okay, where somebody, you know, I think they were a Jew and they had a swastika painted. They were at a college and they had a swastika painted on their locker door or something like this. And it came out later that they'd painted it on their own locker door. And I think you'll find that in about 90% of cases of where something like this happens, that it's self-inflicted. I'm not saying that it was self-inflicted in this case. I'm not saying that it was the Chinese that did it in this case, okay? But I'm saying that in about 90% of the cases of where you've got this sort of vandalism, it's actually, it's a false flag. And that is criminologically well known, okay? Anyone who's studied criminology will be able to say that in 90% of hate crime attacks are not genuine. And I don't know if this hate crime was genuine or not, and I don't know what the motivation for it was. I've got absolutely nothing to do. I don't know what it is. You know, I just live out here in the middle of the boonies. And in this country, we would say out in the whoop-whoop, in the middle of nowhere. You know, I don't know what's happening in Melbourne. Melbourne's, you know, it's only 300 kilometres away, but it might as well be on another planet. You know, it's just, this is just criminology 101. 90% of hate crimes are self-inflicted. And I think that it's either self-inflicted rather than being racism. And the fact that the Prime Minister has just jumped on this and just made it massive and said, oh, we can't allow anything like this to happen. What, you can't allow anyone to hate anyone? Is that what you're saying? You know, you can't allow anybody to have a different opinion. You can't allow anyone to be mean to anyone. Well, why don't you tell that to, you know, like the several hundred people who have hated me all through my life since I was about 5 years old for absolutely no reason? Yeah? Because I've been the victim of hate crime since I was about five. I don't know why. You know, I never knew why. But I've had people bash me, and I've had, you know, this is in the past. This is over a period of 40 years, okay? I've had people, you know, try and abduct my children. I've had people falsely accuse me of criminal offences. I've had people do all sorts of heinous stuff that's deliberately... I've had people try and rob me of my land. You know, all sorts of things over a period of 40 years. And... Yeah, it's because they hate me, and, should they all suffer consequences because they hate me? You know? This is it. I've just gotten over it. I've got a thick skin, and I don't care. You know, if somebody wrote on my...
Hey, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNLive.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and class, there's an article on Zero Hedge. And I'd like to just tell you a little bit about what it says. Food security remains a significant problem during the coronavirus lockdowns. The next big issue unfolding is the shuttering of the nation's food plants. And that can drive food inflation sky high. On Wednesday, that's today, Tyson Fresh Meats, the beef and pork subsidiary of Tyson Foods, released a statement that its plant in Waterloo, Iowa, will suspend operations until further notice. Let me say that a different way. Tyson Fresh Meats, the beef and pork subsidiary of Tyson Foods, released a statement that its plant in Waterloo, Iowa, will suspend operations until further notice. The company said that the Waterloo location is its largest pork plant and it's been running at reduced output due to worker absenteeism. Tyson is planning to test all 2,800 workers for the coronavirus at the facility later this week. Protecting our team members is our top priority, and that's why we've implemented numerous safety measures during this challenging and unprecedented time. That's what the group president of Tyson Fresh Meat said. Despite our continued efforts to keep people safe while fulfilling our critical role of feeding American families, the combination of worker absenteeism, COVID-19 cases, and community concerns has resulted in our decision to stop production. He warned that the closure of the pork plant could ripple through the production chain and cause significant disruptions in the nation's pork supply. Let me say that again. He said that the closure of the pork plant could ripple through the production chain and cause significant disruptions to the pork supply. The closure has significant ramifications beyond our company, since the plant is part of a larger supply chain that includes hundreds of independent farmers, truckers, distributors, and customers, including grocers, the president said. It means a loss of a virtual market outlet for farmers. It means the loss of a vital market outlet for farmers and further contributes to the disruptions of the nation's pork supply. The company said workers would be compensated while the plant is closed. There was no firm timeline on when the plant would reopen. So, Zero Head said, we noted over the weekend that meat prices across the country are surging as food processing plants are closing because of the virus. The latest plant closure was the China-owned Smithfield Foods factory in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the largest pork processing plant in the United States due to a coronavirus outbreak, and could leave America without pork products. Also, health officials in Illinois closed Hormel's Rochelle food plant last Friday, a move that could trigger a shortage of Spam products. And it appears that food inflation could be imminent as the coronavirus is leading to the shutdown of food manufacturing plants across the country. So, what does this mean to you? Well, so let's say you are used to pork and beans, and the main ingredient is like 99.9999% beans and a little tiny speck of pork. Well, you might not get the pork part in your pork and beans. Hot dogs, ham, bacon, Spam, that's everything but the squeal, right? That may even have the squeal in there. That's where we are now. So is there a shortage of pigs? No. Chickens? No. Beef? No. The problem is in the production, because in America, we have allowed large companies to control the supply chain by inserting themselves in it. There's still independent farmers that are raising cows, pigs, chickens. But if you want to get them processed, that is going to go through the big company for major supermarkets. Gwyneth, I would love to hear your comments on this after we finish this break, the bottom of the hour.
Yep,
this is a big deal. And do you see this in Australia? Do you see this coming to your side of the pond? We'll be right back.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A warning this morning from the director of the CDC of a possibly deadlier assault from the coronavirus yet to come. Dr. Robert Redfield telling the Washington Post that this winter could prove more difficult than the current strain of COVID-19 in the United States. White House coronavirus response coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says nobody can say for certain.
We're also hoping by that time that we have additional treatment options for people with COVID-19.
I don't know if it will be worse. I think this has been pretty bad. When you see what has happened in New York, that was very bad.
The Senate's finally approved a measure to inject $300 billion into a popular small business coronavirus relief loan fund. It's now been sent to the House, which could vote on it tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
President Trump is preparing to suspend immigration into the United States today as the nation continues to try to slow the spread of the coronavirus. In a tweet this morning, the president said he'll be signing the executive order today prohibiting immigration into the country for 60 days. Parts of Southern California rattled overnight by a magnitude 3.7 earthquake that struck Los Angeles County. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake, originally reported as a magnitude 3.8, struck at about midnight Pacific time in the View Park Windsor Hills area near Inglewood, about 10 miles from downtown L.A. Although there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti did tweet that the fire department had been activated to conduct its routine surveys of the city to assess any damages from the quake. And NFL star Rob Gronkowski is apparently following former teammate and friend Tom Brady down to Florida. Numerous media reports are saying the former New England Patriot has been traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and that he's already taken his physical. Gronkowski won 3 Super Bowls with the Patriots after being drafted by the team in 2010. Former New England quarterback Tom Brady signed with the Bucs earlier this year. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today you've got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, on Friday, it looks like it's just me, and I'll be sharing with you some tips from my book, the unpublished, unfinished, not available for sale book, and I'll teach you how to repair your Whirlpool clothes washer, you know, the pump, and the fill valve in case yours doesn't fill right and in case it leaks on the floor. I'll teach you about how to make appliances last longer, and I'll teach you the way I connect wires and why I connect them the way I do. We'll talk about the use of dielectric grease, and why it's important when working on automotive connections. And we'll talk about how to remove pet odors from carpeting and what do you do if your pet pees on the carpet, and among other things. So that's just a short list of what we'll talk about on Friday. And if you have tips, feel free to call in and share your tips with us this Friday. Gwyneth, I talked about the food industry, the corona panic, and how it is impacting the supply chain of food from the farm to the supermarket. Your thoughts? Is it happening in your country?
Okay, I was actually in the grocery store today, and just about everything was back in stock in our local grocery store. But the thing is I think that that's quite deceptive. I think that this thing is far from over, and I'll tell you why. I have been looking online for about the last week for small livestock, meaning rabbits, quails, and chickens, layer hens. The market for quails and rabbits and layer hens has completely dried up. There is no small livestock available here locally within probably about 250 kilometres or 200 miles of here. There's just nothing, you know. I could probably buy a sheep or a cow or a horse off a farmer locally if I wanted to, if I approached them privately. I'm betting that they would probably sell it to me. But, you know, something, it's the small animals that are going, and I think that what has happened to them is that people have bought them up and that they are keeping them on their properties as a, well, I had a friend of mine used to call it a walking pantry. That means that your pantry is walking around the farmyard. So, meaning the chickens, meaning the, you know, other small livestock, rabbits, and that sort of thing. So, and it also goes to sheep and cattle as well. That's the larger end of the walking pantry that farmers tend to have on their farms. But I think that it's quite telling that that end of the animal market has just completely dried up. They're just unavailable all the way down to, like, day-old chicks, I think, are still available from big hatcheries. But, you know, the 2- and 3-week-old chicks that you would buy from the local, you know, the local chick supplier, the one who buys the day-old chicks and then raises them for a month and then sells them on to people. Does that make sense, Vincent? That end of the market is just completely...
Oh, it absolutely does. I was talking with one of our instructors, and he and his wife were going to buy some more chickens. And this is 1,000 miles from where we are in Missouri. Not available. Not available. And so it's the same story. Actually, a couple of our instructors said the same thing separately, and they weren't, you know, in discussion with each other. They just happened to let me know that that's what they saw, and we're seeing the same thing here. And let's make this worse. Well, let's go back to the sheep, the goats, and the cattle. All right. So the reason that they are available right now is because most people can't handle the processing. First of all, if you're going to lift up a 1,000-pound cow, how are you going to do it? It's going to take several people that weigh more than 1,000 pounds to lift it up. So it's going to be very, very difficult to process a cow, and you're going to have a meat saw, and you have to have meat blades, and you have to have a place to hang it, and you have to... It's a mess when you disembowel an animal, so especially a large animal. And then what do you do with the guts? Okay, typically, they go off to the landfill. Well, who's going to take it to the landfill from, you know, your garage, right? So sheep, goats, and cattle are available from the farm, and the farmers would love to sell them to you, but how do you handle them? That's the problem. So that's not going to work too well unless you sell them directly and help the buyer process that cow, if you will. So then the next part of the problem is we've had people who were in the White House. Hillary Clinton was one. And she decided that she was going to start this war or join this war or foment this war on the incandescent light bulb. Now, what's that got to do with food? Well, yeah. Anyone who raises chicks knows that they have to be kept warm. And the traditional method is you have incandescent lighting. And incandescent lighting was phased out because most of the energy used for the incandescent light bulb went to heat. Like 90% of it went to heat and 10% of it went to lighting. So we don't need any incandescent light bulbs except if you want to raise chicks. And if you want to raise chicks, the traditional method is to have an incandescent light bulb or an infrared light bulb. Well, we don't make those in this country. Now, if you want them, you can get them. You know, if they're any around, still in the supply chain. And where were they made? Well, if you look on the box, it'll say make in China. Maybe Korea. Maybe Taiwan. But it's Asian. Okay? So if you think that we make these infrared light bulbs to warm the chicks so you can raise them, it's going to be hard to find light bulbs, incandescent-type light bulbs. And that's what they are, infrared or incandescent light bulbs that are made in this country. I don't think there's a single company that makes them. And that's brought to you by your government. You know, the ones that are checking the food supply, the ones who have prevented the coronavirus from getting in the country, the ones that shut down the airlines before it, you know, got a good start, you know, the guys who closed the borders, those guys, is brought to you by the same people. And I understand the protests, and I understand the demonstrations, and it's ramped up. It is ramped up from, you know, just, you know, marching and parading, and then carrying signs, and now they're carrying guns. And the guns are loaded. Well, we can say rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver. Loaded. Loaded tools to defend oneself. And the people have had it. The people have had it. But why are these protesters not protesting? Why didn't they protest before? Why didn't they stop the 5G before it got rolled out? Why? Why didn't they stop Mark Zuckerberg before he got a foothold into everybody's lives? And Google, and Microsoft, and Verizon, and T-Mobile, and the rest of it. Why? Why didn't they protest, you know, those things as well? So, add that to your list. You know, if you're thinking about protesting, you know, protest some of the big things. And then maybe we should move food production back to local, the way it used to be, before companies like JBS and Tyson and Smithfield got involved and killed all the little producers. And then we're dependent on them, and now they're in trouble. So remember this, and as we go forward down the drain of the corona panic, remember how important local is. Now, I'm not saying overpay for local, but I am saying that when you put all of your eggs in just a few baskets, and that basket closes or gets shut down or breaks, you have a big problem. Not a bunch of little problems, big problems. Because if you had a little market, and that one little market went under, it's okay, right? Because as tragic as that may be, you can still survive. But when Tyson and JBS and Smithfield go down, that's a big problem. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that is absolutely true. And I emailed you earlier about a particular project that I've got going, and I'm not going to go into the details of it. But it's just to make some something to use on the farm here. And this required me to purchase parts. And it turns out that this particular project, I probably was not the only one who had this certain idea, because I went online on eBay looking for the parts for this certain project, and the parts market for this particular project had just about dried up, you know, where everybody, it seemed, has the same idea that I had, with me just sitting around thinking how I was going to get around a certain problem here on the farm. And I came up with this bright idea, went on eBay, found all the bits, and then went back a few days later and found out that most of those bits had sold out. And that is becoming increasingly common problem. That is becoming a really, really common problem, you know. And, you know, some of the parts were really only available imported from China for this particular project. And I had no choice but to buy the parts from China. And I thought, man, really? It's going to take until the 3rd of June to get here? You know, oh my gosh. But that is happening all the time. If you go to the supermarket here, it's actually really, really deceptive because you go there and for the first time in about a month or 6 weeks, we had toilet paper on the shelf. And I heard people saying, oh, it looks like everything's going back to normal. This is conversations overheard in the supermarket. And I just looked at them sideways. And I thought to myself, you've got to be kidding if you think that everything's back to normal because there's toilet paper on the shelf. What I noticed was that all the small toilet paper brands, the environmentally friendly, greeny, niche, recycled office paper toilet brands were gone. And it was only the big ones like Quilton and Kleenex and all the rest of them that were still there. And, of course, the Coles own brand, which is, you know, the supermarket I was going to. It's like, my gosh, the supply chain is, I believe that the proper economic term is consolidating, you know. What that means is the little guys are getting bullied out of the market. They really, really are. And I think that people are really, that they're not noticing here in Australia. It's like there's some kind of evil spell on them. I'm not talking about literally, I'm talking about figuratively, okay? So, you know, it's as if they're walking around in a trance. It's like they've been hypnotized.
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about the Corona Panic. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Kathy in Ohio is joining us. Kathy is a USA Prepares instructor. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gwyneth. I wanted to make a comment about what you were saying. And yesterday I listened to you and Rich. And toward the end of the show, you were talking the last 5 or 6 minutes, and I really feel like you hit onto something. I really start noticing people around, like there's just like a desperation now on people. You know, some people say, oh, it's going to go back to normal, but I had to go to the store yesterday for my husband. He had hearing aids, and they do clean them and adjust them. They can't do anything else to them. And I went to get a few things just to see. I did notice there were still a lot of empty shelves. People just, they don't talk to one another. Almost everybody has a mask on. It's just so tense. And I feel like the supply is really not catching up. And you really hit a nerve that I know you're trying to wake people up, but I just can't seem to do it. I talk to people and they just don't think about preparing. But that's not, I just feel like we're in for some hard times, especially when they go to reopen everything.
Well, Kathy,
I also,
let me address that for a second. So I was talking with Dr. Joel Wallach, and he's been on the air with us many times. He's been to the farmhouse, and he and I have spoken. We've traveled to different conventions, and he's been on stage on the same stage, so I would introduce him after I would speak. And so, you know, I know him pretty well. And I said to him one day, so how can you stand it? How can you stand telling people all they have to do is eat the right foods and take the right supplements and regain their health. How can you stand telling people over and over and over and having them not do it? How can you stand it? And he said Noah was pretty lonely too. And I've said on USA Prepares that I am a complete failure, because I have not gotten people to pay attention. I've been doing it for almost 10 years now, in person, in seminars. I've had expos. I brought people to, you know, a convention, 7 conventions, and I've failed, absolutely failed. And even with my relatives, Kathy, I have failed because I cannot get them to prepare. And it seems so simple to me. If you think you're going to eat beans next week, why don't you get like 12 cans for 49 cents this week? Why not do that? Or why not get the toilet paper when there's plenty of it? Or why not get soap when there's plenty of it? Or why not get pasta or spaghetti sauce when there's plenty of it? What is the problem? Is it a space issue? You don't have room under your bed? Is that what this is? I can't do it, Kathy. I don't understand it. And Rich Sieben says, you know, that old saying, you know, he said it till he's blue in the face. Well, that guy's blue now. He's blue all the time because he keeps saying it over and over, and people just don't get it. So it's not just you. It's Gwyneth. It's Norm. Norm can't get people to change their eating habits so they don't die. Really?
Yeah.
So,
well, we have.
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
Our county, I'm in rural, but our county that's right next to us, they had property where they had a mall, and that's been vacant for probably 20 years. So they bought the property back. I think they paid $10 million for it. They just sold it to Amazon for $1. And they raised our property taxes. So, like Rich and you have said, they sell us out every single time. Now, because we're telecommuting for school, and the public school system doesn't have, most of the kids don't have computers, now they're buying all the kids' Chromebooks out of taxpayer money. And they're not helping us one bit. Like when I was at the store yesterday, there were limits on everything. One paper product, if they had poultry, it was limit one. If they had flour, it was limit one. And it just seemed, I don't know, I was so depressing. I know I got in and got out as soon as I could, but I just took a look around to see. And most everybody in the store was buying necessities. I didn't see people buying frivolous things. But I guess I just had to say that I think you're right, and I feel sorry for you with your cattle and what's happening to you with no fault of your own. I really do feel bad. But I guess I can only do what I can do and try to just prepare as much as I can.
Well, don't feel sorry for us. We're going to get through it. You know, if we have to feed people by breaking the law, that's what we're going to do. And if we have to have armed guards to feed people, we're going to do that. That's what we're going to do. Because if that's what the law says, that we can't feed people who are starving, then the law is wrong. And we'll just fix that. Kathy, you're certainly welcome to hold on. I have a couple comments about what you said about these Chromebooks and education. Did you want to hold on? Okay, so Gwyneth's with us live in Australia. Kathy is with us. She's an instructor as well. And she's in Ohio, and I'm in Missouri. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.